And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Glad to have my good friend George Lobby right alongside us as we welcome in a frequent guest of ours, one of our favorites, Chuck Burr, joining us this morning.
Morning, Chuck.
How's it going?
Going good today.
You yourself are a member of the Lincoln County Cattlemen, I believe, right?
I am a member, yeah.
So you getting ready for some prime rib tonight?
Looking forward to it, always.
Absolutely. It's a busy week for you, though, Chuck, as we have the TAPS day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I got a couple field days today. The first one would be today out at the Stumpf International Wheat Center at Grant. We have our winter wheat field day. So, yeah, heading out there here in an hour or so, going to tour some dryland wheat variety plots and some irrigated wheat variety plots as well.
Cool.
And then we'll kind of finish up with wheat diseases and insects and kind of an update from our local specialists.
Awesome.
Can you give us office jockeys an idea of what the wheat looks like this year?
Yeah, the wheat looks pretty good. I know the last week wasn't real great on it. We'd rather have a little cooler temperature for the wheat filling, but
sure.
The wheat came through the fall pretty good. Of course, we've been really dry since midsummer. And was kind of surprised that the dryland wheat looked as good as it did.
Good.
Of course, you get in the southwest part of the state, not near as good down there. They were a lot drier than even here in North Platte. But
even in Imperial, I've heard, is drastically drier than what we are here.
Yeah, Imperial and Binkman, it's been rough on them for over a year already.
Darn
so they're really struggling. So we really look at wheat as kind of a crop that can get by with less water. And and still pretty good prices. Cash grain on wheat is over $10 a bushel, and a couple of years ago it was like $3 or $3.50 a bushel. So
that's a lot better.
Yeah, I think this,
that might work.
Yeah, the situation in the Ukraine's probably helping that the most, which we don't wish that on anybody. But
right,
it's fortunate for us to have some pretty good wheat prices this year.
Well, I'm glad it's doing well too, and it always amazes me. I was up in around Stapleton a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't believe how green the grass looked up there for no more rain we've had.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you, Jesus.
Looks good for a while. Yeah,
nature's pretty resourceful, but we're sure testing her, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. Really need some moisture in a hurry.
Yeah.
And that kind of ties in with the TAPS program, too. That field day is that tomorrow, Chuck?
Tomorrow, the 22nd. We'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's really our field day for our participants to come out and look at the technology that they'll have available to them to manage their plots, to get a test drive that, if you will, learn how to utilize it. And then we have some fun events, too. We have Agronomic Olympics tomorrow. So I've got some miniature drones. We'll have a drone flying obstacle course.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, they'll look at some herbicide injury on some plants, selecting nozzle packages to give accurate and efficient application of herbicides, and insect feeding identification, and then marketing scenarios as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this last year. Of course, the Summer Olympics were getting ready to go on, so we do give out gold, silver, and bronze awards. So
only fitting.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Chuck?
Just our companies will be there. We've got six different companies that provide soil moisture or plant sensors to help with irrigation scheduling: Phytech, Centech, Grow Guru, CropX, AquaSpy, Servitech, and SoilTech will be our sensing companies this year.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And this is a TAPS program. Give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah, so TAPS is our farm management competition. So farmers and other participants make decisions. They select which hybrid to plant, what seeding rate, how much nitrogen fertilizer to apply, when and how much irrigation water to apply. And then they also tell us how they would market grain on a simulated 3,000-acre corn farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we do give cash awards at the end of the year for the most profitable farm, the most efficient farm, and the highest yield as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It's a good learning experience, too.
Yeah, it really allows our participants maybe to try something different than what they're doing on their own farming operation. And, if it doesn't work out, well, who cares? They didn't win the contest. At least they didn't lose the farm, trying something
right.
new.
It's a great simulation.
It really is. And it's in-field, so you can actually go out and look at the plots. And we just encourage everybody to attend tomorrow. It's not just for our participants. It's open to the public. If you're interested, give me a call or just show up tomorrow about 9 o'clock and check out the technology that we've got available in agriculture today.
And where's that going to be tomorrow?
Be at the West Central Research and Extension Center, 402 West State Farm Road.
Right here in North Platte.
Yep.
Great.
Well, Chuck, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the busy week, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.